Water market structure and sales strategy. Currently, there are more than 50,000 merchant vessels operating worldwide. Competition remains fierce as carriers fight for market share. Because larger vessels are more efficient and economical to operate, carriers have formed alliances to take advantage of larger vessel sizes being built, since it is harder to fill these larger ships completely and reap the full benefits. Two examples of carrier alliances include the Gemini Cooperation, Maersk Hapag-Lloyd, 22% global container capacity, Ocean Alliance, CMAC GM, Costco, Evergreen, OOCL, 29.6% global container capacity, partnership through March 2032. These alliances do not, however, mean that competition is decreasing, since they exist only operationally and not commercially. Water carriers compete with traffic from other modes, namely rail and pipeline. The alliances act in the interests of their members. These developments impact port and terminal operations. The larger vessels and resulting fewer port calls means that port infrastructures must be upgraded to handle the expected growth and greater peaks in service needs. It also increases the competition between ports. As a direct response to the 2022 international shipping crisis, where some shipping lines were in such demand that rates became quite severe, the U.S. passed the Ocean Shipping Reform Act of 2022. This act shifted the rate-setting power somewhat towards shippers by allowing them to negotiate confidential service contracts with liner companies. The act protects U.S. importers and exporters from ocean carrier retaliation and empowers the U.S. Federal Maritime Commission's authority to regulate ocean carriers and refund unfair detention and demurrage charges, with burden of proof shifted from invoice party to carrier. As a result, now most of the world's liner cargo uses independently negotiated service contracts. These service contracts require the shipper to provide a certain minimum quantity of freight over time in exchange for a given rate schedule and level of service. Service contracts have a basic rate, origin destination, cargo type, etc., mandatory surcharges, for example, pass-through charges, fuel surcharges, terminal handling charges, and extra services, for example, container cleaning, controlled atmosphere.